Kevin Jenkins, Director of Athletics, and Cindy Barber, the Director of Alumni Engagement for Lyon College, are in the studio. We're going to talk a little bit about Scott's Spectacular, presented by Bad Boy Mowers, and that's coming up on Saturday, April the 18th. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me a little bit about this event. This is how many years that we've done this now?
It is year number 7, and we are definitely excited to be putting it back on again. I know it will be here before we know it. It's one where it always... A lot of time and effort put into it by our staff, both the advancement staff and the athletic staff, to get it pulled off. But it turns out to be a great event, and it's really good for the community. I feel like it really helps us in athletics, and then hopefully helps the community, too, to get engaged with us.
Saturday, April 18th, like you say, seems like here in February. We talked about snowstorms a couple of weeks ago. Now we're talking about baseball getting underway. So April 18th, we'll be here just as quick as we can turn around, Cindy. Tell me a little bit about your part in this, and tell me a little bit about how people can get tickets to it.
So we've done this for a while now, and it's really grown into one of the biggest and best events in Batesville. And we love to bring back our alumni, our athletic alumni, and the community. And it's all for such a good cause, our wonderful student athletes. You can get tickets or tables at Lyon, lyon.edu/Scott's. Spectacular 26.
Two S's. It's S-C-O-T-S and then Spectacular.
That's 20, correct.
26. Kevin, tell me about the night itself. KC Johns is coming back with Denim and Diamonds. This is her second year that she's been here?
Yes, this is her second year to be back with us, and she's excited to come back. We're looking forward to hosting her again and having her perform at the end of the night after we have all the activities that we have a little food. We have a silent auction. We've got a little... some other entertainment that will be happening prior to that. And then it's also just a chance for folks to mix and mingle, visit, and celebrate what we've done so far in athletics, and then some of the things that happened last year in athletics.
Now, you have a note out here on my sheet that says online auction, anyone can bid. Does that mean they don't necessarily have to be at the event?
That's correct. Okay. You want to come to the event and hear the great music, eat the great food, but anyone can bid. Our auction is online, and we'll be promoting that link and encourage anyone and everyone to bid. And again, all of the proceeds are going to Lyon College Athletics.
Very good, which is a great cause here. Lots of folks come out and see the Scots basketball teams play. We've got people that come out and watch baseball. And, of course, we'll be back around to football before we know it. Kevin, give me a good broad overview of where the athletics department is right now, because it's growing.
Yes, we're standing right now. We've got 16 varsity athletic teams, and we're just transitioned into the NCAA Division III. This is our first year. Our men's soccer team captured the conference championship, and we had their first time to participate in the NCAA championships in early November. So it's an exciting time. We've got a men's basketball team. Looks like it's going to be finishing very well in the conference play. And then, of course, baseball and softball will be here before you know it.
Hard to believe. Now, you mentioned 16 different varsity sports. We've only named about 4 or 5 in there. What are the rest of those?
You've got men's and women's golf, men's and women's cross country, men's and women's track and field, men's and women's wrestling. Then you throw in there men's and women's soccer and volleyball. So we've got to add those rest of those that we've mentioned. We've got a lot of activities happening out there.
And Cindy, of course, these events don't happen without our great community partners. Let's give a shout out to those folks.
Oh, thank you for that, because our naming sponsor is Bad Boy Mowers, who also named our football stadium. So grateful to them. But we have several other sponsors already, and we'd like to thank First Community Bank, Bank of Cave City, Tooth Be Told, Smith Plumbing, Southern Bank. Kevin, have I left anyone out?
And then Farco is the other one.
That's right.
So, yep.
So we have so much community support, and we really appreciate it.
Cindy, once again, the website for people to get information and get tickets.
Okay, it's lyon.edu/Scott's Spectacular 26. If that's too much, just reach out to me at cindy.barber@lyon.edu or Kevin Jenkins, kevin.jenkins@lyon.edu.
Can't get any simpler than that. Kevin, Cindy, always good to see you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chad.